This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of Tomorrow's News Tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet as well as on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And don't forget to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. We want to thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all those roughnecks up there, regardless of where you're at, whatever oil rig you're on, thank you very much for the great job you're doing keeping America's oil moving along. And hello to everybody at Aramco over there in Saudi Arabia tonight, tuning in. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Right now, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday said the Department of Justice is receiving info from Joe Biden and his son Hunter via Rudy Giuliani, and that information is going to come back and are going to act on it in some way or another. Graham is the one that wants to act on it.
Well, I think I said this on your show probably last week, that the work that Rudy has been doing, along with interviews and documents, as the point person, would be shared with Lindsey, because Lindsey Graham is doing the investigations already on the Senate side. So, he's becoming the repository, if you will, on things Biden. And I would also say that the matter of Biden's and Ukraine is probably not nearly as important as some of the other dealings that were going on with the Bidens and the Biden family. The matter of China probably concerns me much more than the matter of Ukraine does.
That $1.5 billion?
Well, yeah, and Ukraine's not an adversary. China is somewhat of a adversary, if they aren't fully an adversary. So it concerns me what kind of real collaboration was going on there. And I think that what we may find out, it's rather chilling when it comes to the Bidens and China.
Okay. Now, the other thing is the budget that the president just proposed in which he's going to cut foreign aid, which I don't have any problem with that. I thought we were giving countries that we really shouldn't have been giving them foreign aid a long time ago. So did you, I think, for that matter. But also there'll be some other cuts made along the line, which you could probably cut. And again, we know about the waste in all these agencies. I think at one time you and I came up with the number 10%. Is that what we said? You got 10%?
I have no idea. You know, what goes on in foreign aid and how money is given out and where it comes from the United States. I mean, there are probably 1,000 different accounts, let's put it that way, or entities within the government where monies leave the United States for countries that we've almost never heard of and for reasons that we can't track. I mean, we go to the Millennium Challenge, we go to USAID, we go to the State Department, we go to EPA, we go to Department of Agriculture. I mean, there's all this money that just leaves and where we don't know. So, I'm actually going to write a piece on that because Trump appears to be doing what Obama pledged to do and never did, and that is kind of going through the budget line by line.
Okay. And, of course, I'm talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, a little sidebar message here. The social media is having a greater impact than ever on the nation's political debate, which nearly half of the younger voters, the millennials, are saying that it influences their opinions. Now, YouTube, the latest answer to announce censorship efforts, and they're censoring a bunch of conservatives right now. Voters are going to have a little bit less confidence that social media will be able to fairly weed out questionable material. What do you think?
Well, interesting you kind of bring that up. Last night I was trolling around looking for something else on the internet and open source and came across the Senate intelligence committee's work on the IRA, the Internet Research Agency, our little trolling factory that happened that was standing in St. Petersburg that so infected our 2016 elections. And the report, interestingly enough, is 85 pages. So I decided to kind of like, well, let's review all of this. And what is particularly fascinating, some people don't talk about, this isn't a Mueller report, this is the Senate Intelligence Committee, that not only were they pushing what they say to be Hillary and Trump, but they were also pushing Jill Stein and Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, in case you forgot, those folks up there in New York, we had some cops wounded over the weekend. We're just watching some video of it, top of the hour in the news. We'll get into that in a minute here, too. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them and to sign up for the Gun of Day giveaway and to get a chance at entering to win the $25,000 cash to be given away in September, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the upper right part of the page, the right tab over there. And when you do, you're going to get a question, a little window drop down, say, would you like to sign up to register for the free Gun of Day giveaway? Well, obviously, the answer to that's going to be yes. In the meantime, there's going to be a second one there that's going to tell you that you, do you want to register for the $25,000 cash giveaway in September? Well, obviously, the answer to that's going to be yes. So, there you go. Now, after you get done doing that, take a look at the three different opportunities, the three different levels of membership that you can have, and see what goes on. Okay? And best of luck to you on that one. By the way, special shout out to the, Two Guys Gun Show. They were over in Largo last weekend. This weekend they'll be at the Oldsmar Flea Market. I'll be there the 15th and the 16th, and I'll be there with the lovely Susie Q on Saturday from 9 to 3. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I think we got Bagdam and Bob on the telephone here with a question. You ready?
Yes.
Is that you, Bob? Or is this Ian?
Joe, it's Ian.
All right, hang on a minute, because Bob's going to ask you a question. I'll be right back to you. All right, there he is, Backgammon Bob. What's your question, sir?
Two things. One on the coronavirus, another on the first thing, I guess, would be this new law for deportation. They're talking about where being a criminal doesn't matter, and they can even come back and all kind of things. It really doesn't matter. And the second thing is, I want to say about the coronavirus, I've done some research on the Internet. Apparently one of the best things you can do is wash your hands frequently,
sure,
especially after going to the restroom and stuff. And the other thing, a regular surgical mask doesn't really help.
That's right.
What you need is an N95 respirator, antiviral mask, and these are kind of hard to be worn for long periods of time. Anyway, just want to find out about that new law that they're thinking about trying to pass. I'm not sure where it is exactly.
All right. Well, we'll get to that. Okay. Denise, was that not an executive order by the president?
What, on deportation?
Yeah.
I don't know that it was an executive order. I think it was more of a procedural change by USIC.
Okay.
USIC or USIS.
Yep.
And that's fine. I mean, you know, immigration's kind of left the headlines because of all things impeachment and whatnot, but, there's some interesting things that are happening there, at least, most of which is the California, driver's license thing that terminated, access to the DMV. So the DHS said, okay, well, we're not going to do the global traveler program. So,
okay.
Yeah, there's some interesting things that are happening there.
Yep.
And, I think I haven't seen any blowback on that. Kind of the new procedures on deportation, so I think we're safe there. As far as the virus goes, yeah, I mean, anything helps, and everybody will tell you to wash your hands, but I would say why aren't we wearing gloves, you know, the little plastic gloves?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, surgical gloves. Okay, hold on, let's find out what Ian's got going there. Okay, good morning, Ian.
Morning. I just got a comment. I wanted to thank her for a brief mention. I, too, share our concerns. Yeah, Ukraine's a concern. China's the overarching concern because, in my opinion, it's just that. They own academia in this country. They bought their way in. These people are already disloyal, in my opinion, because they're progressives. They just further disloyal. They're financing Hollywood to the point that they're changing movies, okay? They've insinuated themselves. They're stealing into our culture and into our system. They're stealing our technology and processes and so forth under the guise of free trade. And you know when you're over the target when you're criticizing China in your actions when they start calling you racist. And that's starting to happen now. You've never seen the Chinese regime pull out the race card. Well, now they're pulling it out. All their lackeys are pulling out the race card. If you dare criticize China and their actions, to me, China is a mortal threat. Not the people. It's the communist Red China.
Yeah.
Remember Red China?
Yeah.
It never went away.
Yep.
Taiwan is the real China, and that's the China that should be the government of the mainland, the Taiwanese regime, not Red China.
That's right.
Red China is the threat, and they've insinuated themselves into our country. We need to cut our ties with these people. Thanks. Bye.
All righty. What do you think? I agree with him.
Well, I've written a lot of articles on China, and I don't think people necessarily understand what really does go on there. But Beijing is a nefarious, cunning regime, and President Xi has now put him in there as the forever president or premier or whatever they want to call him.
Right.
But he's there for now forever. We also have to, it didn't make the news, but maybe a slight blip, and that was that Secretary Pompeo came out Thursday last week, and he said, they're standing right next to you.
Yeah.
Meaning Chinese operatives. They're in your state. They're right there. And I've written about that so many times. So it's a double-edged sword for us to do these trade deals with them. Now, I think Trump spoke with President Xi on Friday or Saturday, mostly about the coronavirus thing, but the other thing is, he asked, and rightly so, do you have any kind of control over this thing such that it doesn't affect the rest of the world, especially when it comes to trade? Because let's not forget, China made these pledges that they were going to buy all the soybeans and wheat and all this other nonsense, pork and so forth from us. Mm-hmm. Can they honor that? So this virus has a lot of effects, not just on people in travel, but also on our own industries. So it's a double-edged sword. It's a nasty regime.
Eric said that this new thing that they've done with the deportation is called the New Way Forward Act.
Oh, that's not going anywhere. I was actually going to write about that today. But, yeah, it's introduced by, three or four Democrats, but it's not going to go anywhere. It might go to committee, but it'll probably not even get out of committee.
All right, I got to talk about my brothers up there in New York City, the police department, NYPD. The police sergeants union, some 13,000 of them, both active and retired, have told Mayor de Blasio, they said, and I quote, "We are declaring war on you because of what happened over the weekend. Two shootings at two different New York PD, NYPD stations, just blocks apart, and we had a couple of officers go down. One was a lieutenant. They showed him being wheeled out in a wheelchair, and all the guys out there giving him a round of applause that were standing outside the hospital. But this is unbelievable.
Well, I mean, they can, and rightly so, I mean, they can declare war on him, but here's the thing. You really need to go over to the DA, because this cat had some pretty nasty rap sheet, including attempted murder.
Right.
And he was on parole.
Right.
Then he violated parole, and they didn't bond him, and so he was out on the streets.
Right.
So that doesn't come from the mayor. That comes from the DA.
Right.
So you've got nasty criminals walking the streets that are still doing these kinds of things. So I would be... These DAs across the United States, you know, we got Chesa Boudin over there in San Francisco, you got this cat in Philadelphia, and now you got the, so therein lies where the problem is. These people who are supposed to be locked up are not locked up.
Right, and I thought that de Blasio was also in agreement with that policy. I thought he was, anyway.
Yeah, he wants people walking the streets.
Yeah. Now, What happened to Iran? They fired a little old satellite up there in the air, and this is their
fourth attempt at what they call a communication satellite. Stage one and stage two functioned properly, but once it detached, it could not build the speed that it needed to go into orbit, so it failed.
So it's going to come back down to Earth eventually.
If it didn't already.
Yeah, we don't know. They're not going to tell us,
are they? It's part of their, apparently, their communication satellite for their ballistic missile program, which is all in violation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, by the way. So, hello, United Nations, and hello, Europe.
You don't suppose we had anything to do with helping that along, do you?
No.
Okay. All right. No. I'll go with that.
We probably knew it was going to fail, so we just said whatever.
All right, I'll go with that. Whoops, here comes the music, so we're going to have to say see you in the morning, so
okay.
Have yourself a great day.
You too.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when we know it, and everybody knows it. How about that? And I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There were two attacks on New York City police officers just a few hours apart. Two officers were wounded by the same man who first fired into a police van late on Sunday. Then he opened fire inside a police precinct in the morning.
These officers handled such a horrific situation with heroism, with extraordinary skill.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The suspect ran out of bullets, then was taken into custody.
It is only by the grace of God and the heroic actions of those inside the building that took him into custody that we are not talking about police officers murdered inside a New York City police precinct.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea. Both officers are expected to recover. A man with a knife was arrested outside of the White House on Saturday. He approached a Secret Service officer saying he was there to assassinate the president. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second edition of Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where there are two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Check them out online at naa.edu. And coming up right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not going straight off to college. Many more young people are now going to a technical or vocational school to graduate with the understanding that they would have a job when they came out, and then they could go to college later on once they got the job that they were being trained for. But here's what they're not telling you at those schools. In many cases, the job you're going to take could be union. And if it is, you are not going to start out at the top end of the spectrum. You're going to start out as an apprentice, in some cases for as much as a year. You're going to start out also at 80% of what the full scale is, and you, in some cases, again, you may be there for a year. It just all depends on what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. So if you want the opportunity to take the training you've got and get more training as a result and have a 40-hour-a-week job paying you around $60,000 a year to start with the opportunity to work more hours and make more money, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu, naa.edu, and you can learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech by looking at the website, naa.edu, by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And when you call them, make sure you schedule a tour. 800-659-2080. Make sure you schedule a tour. To find out more, the website's naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. By the way, never forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's all part of it, too. And good morning to Susie Q out there. I see she just chimed in, so good morning. Now, let's start with this news. Several Turkish armored vehicles and tanks entered rebel-controlled northwestern Syria over the weekend amid the assault on Idlib, which is where Syria has been constantly bombarding them. And Russia has been dropping bombs, if you will, from the air. Matter of fact, they're carpet bombing the folks that are in Idlib. And this has been going on and going on and going on. We'll see if something can't be done. But Turkey is interjecting himself in even a bigger way. Also, we'll get into some discussion here in a minute about Turkey and Libya. Now, the army already has factored in the possibility of nepotism before it rolled out its new job assignment system for officers. Three of the service's generals overseeing personnel matters, had that to say over the weekend. In addition, a co-founder of a task force focused on radically improving close combat access, military services, and the initiative may be headed towards irrelevance outside of a small sector of the Army, as the Army task force takeover could spell doom for some of the infantry reform. So one of the generals might have worked his way right out of a job. We'll see. In addition, the Army is looking into renovating some of its more than 6,000 barracks it owns domestically and on overseas bases in the coming years. The leaders plan to do so judiciously, prioritizing barracks considered the worst kept to try to upgrade them and put in new heating, new cooling, new plumbing renovations to make things better for the force. We'll see how that works out. Also, the Pentagon has withheld $104 million from research labs at Fort Detrick and Aberdeen Proving Ground, a decision that has Maryland lawmakers scratching their heads given the expanding threat of the Wuhan coronavirus. Now, this is in regards to some projects that have gone bad there, if you will. That's what my intel is telling me. So this is what happens if you have something that goes awry. They stop everything until they figure out what it is that the problem is that's in place. Also, senior Army personnel unveiled the initial results of the service's new officer assignment strategy, which for the first time brings both units and officers into the selection process. Also, let's not forget about the Navy. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley released new guidance last week that will prohibit foreign military students training in the United States from owning personal firearms ever. That's a great idea, finally. Finally, if you're here and you're not an American citizen, you're here from overseas and you're in one of our training programs, you will not be able to own a firearm legally. Now, Master Chief Special Warfare Operator Hugh Chance Spangler and his wife Amanda have been working real hard to try to keep a low profile because the Navy Master Chief was relieved of his command at his position. And the ousted SEAL's wife said that the Navy put her and her family at great risk with the public firing. Well, that was done because of the there was an admiral who was let go, too. I don't remember the full extent of it, but that's what part of that was all about. By the way, in 2019, according to the Navy, 47 active duty Marines committed suicide, 11 fewer than in 2018, while the Navy reported 72 suicides, 4 more than a year before, according to the preliminary totals from both services. The Air Force, 468 officers have been selected for promotion to major and colonel, with 146 enlisted chosen for supplemental promotions. That's quite a group. And a new video produced by the Air Force will have you standing to salute Brigadier General Charles McGee, the 100-year-old retired fighter pilot, who, along with his fellow Tuskegee Airmen, helped liberate Europe in World War II and bolster the cause of civil rights at the same time at home. Now, General McGee was not only in World War II, he was in Korea and Vietnam. He flew in all three of those wars. He was promoted to colonel, you might remember, or to general, you might remember from colonel, as he was honored the day of the State of the Union speech by the president. Now, the Marine Corps and a family is seeking the Supreme Court action in a $100 million lawsuit for a Paris Island Marine recruit's death that they say was caused directly by the Marine Corps. Now, the parents of a Marine recruit who died during training at Paris Island, South Carolina, have asked the Supreme Court to overturn a lower court's dismissal of their $100 million wrongful death lawsuit. We'll see what happens there. That could be a test case for all we know, but we'll see what happens. And a man was arrested in San Diego County last month after Marines told federal investigators he recruited and paid them to transport people who'd crossed the U.S.-Mexican border. Remember those two Marines that were pulled over and stopped because of that? This is all a result of that. And in New Mexico, the Arizona Adjutant General is going to lead the National Guard Association. Arizona's top National Guard officer is now the senior leader of a national group representing National Guard officers in Washington, D.C. And not to be outdone, the Space Force, well, not quite, but the Space Force vision also includes weapons in outer space. Weapons in outer space, like the laser. All right, we're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical down there in Sarasota in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active military, a veteran, first responder, active retired, or a family member? Would you like some personal attention with all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. And you can give them a call to schedule an eye exam with their optometrist by calling 941-444-7984. That's 941-444-7984. Now, Diana Reason is a licensed optician. She'll take care of all of your eyeglass needs there, and they will meet or beat any advertised price that you have from the big box stores. All you got to do is bring the receipt with you. The ad, rather. Bring the ad with you. The ad. And show them what it is that you can get somewhere else, and she'll meet or beat the price. Now, Diana Reason also is part of a veteran's own business, and they love our veterans and first responders to the point to where not only will they get a discount on all their eyeglasses, their family members will too. So stop by today, and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-444-7984. Once again, the phone number, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where I get my eyeglasses. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It's pretty cold up there in New York, isn't it?
It did cool off, that's for sure. We were kind of gliding along there, like in the high 40s and 50s, and whoop, it dropped off pretty quickly.
Well, I definitely want to talk about Rudy Giuliani, but first I want to talk about this problem with Mayor de Blasio. Now, yesterday, the New York Police Sergeants Union, 13,000 sergeants, active and retired, turned around and told Bill de Blasio, the mayor, we are, quote, declaring war on you. And this was in lieu of the two shootings at the two New York Police Department precincts where two officers were wounded. One of them was a lieutenant, and I watched him being wheeled out of a hospital in a wheelchair. He'd been shot in the leg.
Listen, the state of New York, I don't understand how people like this are. I don't know if you took a look at that guy's rap sheet. I mean, he had violently attacked police officers in the past.
Yep.
He got hit with homicide several years ago. I mean, it looks like it's the size of a telephone book. Yep. How are these people walking the streets? I have no idea how this works. I mean, we're closing up prisons. We closed down Rikers Island. We do all these things. And now we're allowing all of these bad guys out and about. And, again, people are scratching their heads. Listen, Matt, you knew what New York was like before.
I do. Remember Giuliani.
Mm-hmm. Giuliani came in and changed the game for this city.
Yep.
And they're going to have to get control of this. Trump went after. He went off to Blasio, and he also went after Cuomo in Albany. Because these new laws where, you're releasing people with no bail, it's beyond ridiculous.
Well, I agree, and that's exactly what happened against this guy out on the street. He was one of those that got released in that manner. Now, let's go to Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani has revealed that he has the, quote, smoking gun in the Hunter Biden case with witnesses ready to, quote, end of quote, name names. And Lindsey Graham picked up on this, and he came out and said that the DOJ is receiving information on the Bidens from Rudy Giuliani as we speak.
Yeah, there was it actually got into detail in regards to money that was sent. It was involved in another court case that actually specified, because they had no choice, the type of dollars and how they were transferred. He was on Fox this past weekend. Maria Bartiromo, I happened to watch it, and it's a smoking gun. But you know, there's that old saying: a tree falls in the woods, and nobody's there to hear it. Doesn't make a sound. I mean, you can put all this information out, but is anybody going to do anything about it?
Yeah, very true. And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things he has over there for you. Now, the other thing is we just had the Iowa delegate results released, and apparently everybody's happy with that, so they've moved on. But Mayor Pete won that by two votes, the number two votes.
Jim. Probably going to trigger a few recounts, don't you think?
No, because the Democratic Party said that they're not going to do a recount because the parties, both of the candidates, agreed that they were going to move on. Now, might somebody else interject in there? Sure.
I don't know. It is what it is. New Hampshire today?
Tomorrow, but yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay, so we got to hang New Hampshire tomorrow. Joe Biden's losing his mind. He's constantly going after people that ask him questions. It's a mess. I mean, you basically had Saturday Night Live, which we all know is not in the Trump camp. They did a mocking of the New Hampshire debate, and the question was asked to Pete Buttigieg's character, said who won last week, who won in Iowa, and it was like Trump.
Yeah.
And you know they're basically going after these people and seeing what a joke this entire thing is right now. I gotta believe, Matt. I really do. I know Bloomberg is there waiting in the wings. He's not getting involved in New Hampshire. But I got a funny feeling somebody else is going to jump in.
I do, too. I'm just waiting to see if it's going to be Hillary or Oprah or, for all I know, it could be Michelle Obama.
I doubt that. Hillary, maybe.
Yep.
I don't think Oprah and I don't think Michelle Obama. But, maybe Hillary. Who knows?
Now, did you hear about the incident we had down here over the weekend in Florida with the Republican Party of Duval County? We had their tent set up, and they had their Trump signs, and they were registering voters, and some jackass came along and drove through. Now, they arrested the guy, but just to take a look at his picture, I could definitely profile the individual as who he was and what he was by looking at the picture. Looked like a typical socialist supporter. How's that? I'll leave it that way.
It was Jacksonville, right?
And, correct.
They caught the guy, and again, you look at this person, you got like, this is like another just complete and utter loser there. He's got nothing else better to do with his time. Somebody wants to blame everybody else for his position in life, and it's sad. It is, but I mean, I don't think this is going to be the last. These people are.
I don't either.
And I
was at a gun show over the weekend, and the general consensus at the gun show was maybe they ought to have some people around there, at least one person, with a concealed carry permit, so that if that were to happen, by the way, it is legal to defend yourself when someone's driving a vehicle at you. It's called assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, listen, if someone's coming at you with a vehicle, I think rather than shoot, you might want to run. Get out of the way as quickly as you possibly can. But in that situation, they were sitting down underneath a tent. I mean, it's pretty unexpected.
Yeah.
And again, these are senior citizens, too.
Yeah. By the way, one of our good listeners, Eric in Seminole, is saying they're going to let the train wreck pile up a little bit more before they allow Michael Bloomberg to jump in and unite the party.
I don't know. I don't think Michael Bloomberg he's running. Let me tell you this. I mean, I don't know how it is down there, but on radio here in New York, it's like every other ad.
Yeah, well, it was during the sporting events pretty much where I saw it.
No, this is regular. If you put on sports radio here, almost every other ad is a Bloomberg ad.
Okay.
Right now. So, I mean, he's spending the money here, that's for sure.
Okay, now the president, Department of Homeland Security announced their plans to spend an additional $66 million on the coronavirus response. 900-plus people dead right now, 40,000 people sick, and the numbers continue to go up.
Yeah, well, again, I like that. Still, we're kind of the information coming out of China is still... I don't trust it.
I don't think we're getting the right numbers, Chris. I think the numbers are a lot higher.
I do, too. I, the money that is going to be spent, I think, is going to probably be spent on more, camps and whatnot for dealing it when it comes here. But we've done a pretty good job so far. Hopefully that continues.
By the way, I just saw a picture of the GOP attacker, the guy that was in the car, the kid. He turned around and smiled at the camera after he got arraigned.
Yeah, he looks a little cuckoo for Cocoa Pops, so just leave it at that.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and I'll be right back with Frank Silvano.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.